Thanks for coming this morning. Obviously, we've got a major announcement to make with our team, and I'll pass it on to Maddie.
Yeah, most of you are probably aware that I suffered a hit to the head last week. Obviously, my previous history with the head knocks, I've decided to announce my retirement today, as of now. I sat down with my family and the club, and we all came to the conclusion it was the best decision moving forward. It's a tough decision. Basketball is something I've done since however long I can remember. So it's a tough decision, but it's the right decision moving forward. Firstly, I just want to thank the Perth Wildcats, Jack and Eleanor, Nick, Troy, Keith, Ted, Mike, all for your support throughout the years. You gave me the opportunity to come to this club. You've stuck by me. Through all the injuries, I'm sure I've ran up a huge medical bill for you. You probably would be sad to see that. But no, I want to thank you all for your support. To be a part of this club is something that I'll never forget. The championships, obviously it's every player's dream to win a championship. I've been fortunate enough to win 3 championships in my time. Secondly, I just want to thank Trev, the assistant coaches and the players. You guys are, you've been unbelievable. I've had to deal with a lot of injuries. You guys have always been there for me, supported me. You've made me better players from when I got here to I leave now. I just want to thank you for all the time and effort you've put in. I can't say thank you enough. Thirdly, to my family over there. Sorry.
You're up, man.
My wife, Sherelle, my kids, you guys have been there from day one. I know Sherelle's not going to miss the calls where I'm going to say, hey, love, guess what? I'm injured again. She's not going to miss those phone calls, but her support, she's fantastic. She looks after both our kids while I'm at practice, on the road, promos. She never complains. She's given up a lot of her life to support me, and I can never say thank you enough for that, love. Mia, no more Wilbur's house for a while, baby. I just want to say thank you to everyone for your support. Damo, we've been teammates for 15 years. We're an old married couple, but unfortunately that ends today. Sorry, mate. I can't do it anymore. I just want to say thank you to everyone here for your support over the 7 years I've been here at the Wildcats. You'll always be a part of my life, and I'm excited. So I'm actually looking forward to the next part of my life. Not sure what it is yet, but looking forward to it. So thank you.
We certainly thank Maddie for his, we wouldn't have those 3 championships here right now if Maddie wasn't part of that. He's certainly a guy who sacrifices on the court with his body. What you don't know probably this year that he's also been playing with a broken cheekbone or fractured cheekbone and a fractured thumb. He's a guy, he's a warrior, and, we're going to be sad to lose him. But we know it's the right decision in the long term. We certainly wish Maddie all the best. Well done, buddy.
Thanks.
Cheers,
fine.
Mate. You got any questions for Maddie?
Was it an easy decision in the end?
Pretty. Obviously, everyone knew I was looking to retire after the season, but with the injuries and then the head knock, it was a pretty easy decision in the end to walk away.
How bad was that knock?
It was a slight knock to the head. I have a few headaches and whatnot, but I just knew I can't do it anymore. I had to start thinking long term. Obviously, would have loved to have been a part of the whole season, but I'm happy with the decision. The club's been fantastic, supporting me, helping with this decision.
How did that last head knock actually happen?
Just went for a rebound and, just copped a slight elbow, so nothing too serious or hard, but obviously with my history and whatnot, just comes a time where I got to say enough's enough.
Tests in the last few days, but it was more just you making this decision.
Yeah, it's obviously I worked with a neuropsych in the off season. She gave me all clear, but I always had doubts, like in the back of my mind, what if I do get another one? I did get hit last week, as was mentioned, and yeah, just it was enough. Like, I just can't do it to my body anymore. I can't play the way I want to play if I'm constantly thinking about another hit. So yeah, that's why.
I think Matty had two big hits through the season. The one was the cheekbone against Brisbane, and then he got another hit up in Cairns. And you know, the last one training was light, but it's the, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. And like Matty said, if it's in the doubt in your mind in the back, you're going out there with the full intention. So I think what we all know, it's time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. Obviously, since I've made the decision, I hadn't let anyone know. I'd just gone away and really thought about it, spoke with my family and the club. I gave Damo and Greg a call last night, two of my closest mates. I've been through a lot with them, and let them know. I thought I'd be okay, but it was tough not to break down in front of the players because they're some of my best mates up there. They supported me through many years. Thought I'd get down here and I'd be okay, but it is tough, and yeah, it was tough. I won't get to go to work with these guys every day, but I'll be following their careers, that's for sure.
Trev, unfortunately the head knocks probably have taken it away from, at one stage, probably the best big man in the competition.
Oh, without a question. It's just, he does things that also don't turn up on the stat sheet. You know, he's one of the best screeners, he's one of the best defenders, and any time that we're looking down the barrel, it was put Damo or Matt on and go and attack, you know, be aggressive defensively. And we've seen what he did in game one of the grand final last year. He was on fire, and if he didn't, have that knock in game two, he would have been close to MVP. He has that ability to do it. So we're sad that he's gone, but we're also happy for Matt that he's in a good place now and, to start his next chapter of his life.
Probably the first one, because you always want to win that championship, and we'd gone pretty close a couple of years before that, so to finally win one was a pretty big achievement. And then obviously the last two back-to-back, something pretty special. Would have loved to have been a part of, hope for this group going to win the three-peat, and I'll be cheering for them, but yeah, definitely the championships. Yeah, probably Rob Beveridge. He gave me all the confidence when I was a young kid going through the Australian under 20 team. He's been a huge part of my junior career. So them, Trev, like, he stuck by me through all these injuries. Could have been easy to say, nah, he's past his use by date. But Matty Nielsen, spent a lot of time working with him one-on-one, teaching me more things about offense, defense. There's been quite a few people that have had an influence throughout my career.
See players change clubs and move around so often. To your motto for so long, that relationship must be extremely tight.
It is. I still catch him wearing my clothes from the college days. I'd often wonder where a pair of shorts, a t-shirt went, but we've known each other since we're 17 years old. We've been the highs, the lows. He's one of my best mates, and hopefully that continues, but I think 14 out of the last 15 years we've been a part of the same team. I had to get away for a year from him. He's just taking up too much time or whatnot, but that's one of my best mates, and I'm thankful I've got to share the journey with him.
Are you glad you had a crack at playing? Because you already look back and say, this has been hard for a couple
of weeks. Nah, I'm glad. Obviously, I didn't finish last season the way I wanted to. Once I got the all clear from the doctors, that I thought I'll give it a good crack, but obviously I fractured my thumb, my cheekbone, and a head knock within the first 2 months. Obviously it didn't go the way I wanted to, but I'm happy with my decision to walk away right now and look forward to the next chapter.
Can you see yourself going into coaching?
No. No, I've seen what it involves for these guys and whatnot. No, I'll take some time away and I might get involved with some junior coaching, but yeah, nothing too serious. I've seen what it involves with these guys, so no, I'll leave that side of it.
Coming first 7 years ago, did you think you'd have this much success? First eight appearances as well. I mean, looking back, is there anything you'd hope for?
Yeah, obviously, I was in Hungary when I got the phone call that Perth wanted to sign me. I heard about, obviously spent 2 years in Sydney, so I knew about their culture, their winning ways and that. So to be offered the chance to come here, I was very excited, but I didn't expect to have the success we had. Obviously my first couple of years here, we lost a couple of grand finals, semi-final series, but to be part of such a great organisation, a winning organisation that puts the pressure on you, but that's what you need. So yeah, I'm very happy with my time here in Perth. Yeah, as you're playing, like, you enjoy the championships, but now I actually get to sit back and look, and I was actually part of those three championships. It's something I'll hold closely to me for the rest of my life.
I guess at the back of my mind was there was always a little bit of doubt, and I suppose that's why we recruited what we did. We had four bigs and five bigs just in case something happened. I didn't want it to happen, but it was we're covered quite well with DC and Waxy and Jesse and Angus. We've got some big strong boys in there, and we'll see what happens out of this. Yeah, no, it's, you know, that's, we just have to adapt. We got some guys that really stepped up this last week in the game. So, again, they'll be put under the pressure or the spotlight to step up in Maddie's absence. So it's something that we'll have to deal with as a team, how we evolve without Matt. He's certainly been a foundation player for us for many years, and now it's someone else's turn to take that mantle. Well, we're very fortunate too. We also have some good DPs coming through. Reece is coming through, had a great pre-season, so he'll get a little bit of an opportunity there too. And look, we might mix up a little bit of our rotation, go play small ball for a little while and see how we go.
Is it likely, would you have someone before that bye time, or do you think you'll give yourself a bit of time to look?
Yeah, well, who knows? You know, you come around towards Christmas, teams change over Europe, there could be Australian players coming back, so we'll just make sure we've got our antennas up, and if it's a good fit, we'll certainly make the move.
Matty, can this team go three in a row without you? Are they good enough? Are they hungry enough to do it?
No, definitely. You've seen so far, season, 5-1, obviously five home games, but they're a very close group. I have all the confidence in the world, great coaches. They'll give it a real hot crack, and I really do hope they do get that three-peat. They deserve it. All the hard work they've put in the pre-season, all the time they've given up, I cannot see why they can't do it. And I wish them all the best. And I will follow them, but I probably won't be watching them. But no, I wish them all the best. And I'm sure they'll be holding another trophy up at the end of the year.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Well done, Matty.